Okay, this is a recording made by Dr. Chetna Kripalu. This is the week number 2 recording for the beginner's level class in meditation. And here's Dr. Chetna.
Hello, and I'm going to give you a review of our second class, second week. And we always start with a prayer or intention, however you want to call it. So the intention for today is a nice prayer from, it's called Prayer of Loving Kindness. So may all beings be peaceful. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings awaken to the light of the true nature. May all beings be free. This is called a metta prayer. I think it's from a Buddhist prayer. I mean from a Buddhist set of prayers. So the thought for the day, it's really interesting, or the week, however you want to use it. It says, and I got this from one of the quotes which kind of struck me, and this is so important for us in our lives. So when you do not get upset by thinking about how others must change, and instead you concentrate on your own change, good things start to happen. So this is like a life lesson we all need to learn, because we're very quick in finding fault with people, trying to change other people, but we never take a few minutes to look inward and say that what makes me look at the fault of the other person. So instead, but and also because we know that we cannot change anybody, so why waste time? Instead, if we look inwards and we decide to change our perspective by changing our thoughts and where they come from, and even trying to examine ourselves and seeing, why am I getting these thoughts about these people? Granted, the other person may have said something, may have done something, but still, you are in charge of your own thoughts. So that's how you create a change. And when you start this process, you see that great things start happening to you. And your perspective changes. So even the people in your life start changing. And it's just that you changed. And it's amazing how that works. So try that. And remember this thought. And then hopefully it will help you through the week or through life, actually. So that's the thought. Now, the next thing we did for today was this week. Today, the class 2, and of course the rest of the week, was the technique, which is so important for today, was called heart focus. And it is amazing. It actually was started off, or I learned it from this group or company or whatever you call it. It's HeartMath Institute. They started, I think, somewhere around 2006. I'm not sure of the year. But anyway, it's a recent thing. But what they have come up with is looking at the heart rate variability and how it is affecting your whole life and your mind and the brain. So also what they talk about is you're using your innate heart intelligence to integrate the rest of the body, especially the mind and the heart, or the brain and the heart, however you want to think of it. Because we all know, again, like I mentioned in the first class, it's so difficult to control your thoughts, using your mind to control the rest of the body. We've been trying to do all this all our lives, and we've not been successful. So this is an easy method, because we all know how to breathe. Again, coming back to the breath, everything is about the breath. So when we breathe, we take a deep breath, but this time what we're trying to do is inhale into your heart space and think of your heart expanding, and then exhale from the heart space into the environment or into the nature, into the air, into the ether, however you want to imagine it. So you have inhale into your heart space, expand, and then breathe out. in through your nostril or your mouth. It doesn't matter. So inhale. You can add on stuff like inhale love, compassion, which expands your heart. Think about it expanding and breathe out. Now inhale love and compassion again. Expand. And now exhale love to the world around you. So this is a simple procedure. You want to do it for 5 minutes. And it's like in the routine every day. And you can use it all day. So to just breathe into heart space and breathe out, initially you may think of closing your eyes. But as you get used to it, you know, you don't really need to close your eyes. You just have to feel it. Just feel your breath going into the heart space, expanding it, and breathe out. Because that would help.
So just a quick question, Dr. Chetna. What is the difference between this heart space breathing versus taking like a full breath to fill your stomach up, you know, like belly breathing? Could you differentiate that?
Yes, it's all intention. So that's the whole, you know, the reason why we do this is because, remember, the beauty of all these techniques or any tools you can imagine, the main thing is where you intend your energy to go. So it's easier. The procedure is so easy. That's why we want to make it an easy tool, because everybody can relate to heart space as being for love. We've been taught that, of compassion. So it's easier to bring that intention there. So when you bring the intention, your vibration goes up. It's just like gratitude. So when you know gratitude, everybody knows about gratitude. Everybody knows what appreciation means. Everybody knows they've been grateful for something in their life. Everybody knows how it feels to be, you know, appreciated. So it's kind of like trying to bring whatever is, can bring that, you know, feeling of, or that emotion of, you know, that love or that compassion is important. So that's why we're talking about the heart space. So we all can relate to it. That's why it's good for that. There is studies to say that when you increase your vibration about around your heart, it increases just by this breath technique to 5,000 times your brain, because it's so hard to expand your brain by itself. It only comes with advanced meditation practice and everything when you can do that. So the breath is everything. So it's easier to do this, and there's a lot of study. If anybody wants to go and look at it, it's www.heartmath, that is M-A-T-H, mathematics, math, institute.com. You can go and see. There's a ton of study that even have gadgets, actually, which was very much useful with aids in keeping you in that zone of coherence through the day. And it's that itself is really amazing. So I would encourage you can go and see more if you want to learn more about it. But the procedure, the technique or the tool is very simple. This is all there is. You could use alternate breathing also as a supplement or as a addition. But this is one of the meditation tools which I'm giving, I mean, which we do in this class. So we also did an affirmation like the first class. This time we just did a different one. And we said, I am loved. I am enough. I am strong. Because a lot of times what we do is we feel that we judge ourselves from another person's perspective. We want validation from somebody. We want appreciation from people. We want approval from people. And that's when we feel good about ourselves. So we know that's not going to happen with everybody around you. And it may never happen for some people. So it's good. You are blessed if you have people around you who are appreciative, who are complimentary. But then it may not happen. So that doesn't mean you're not all that. So sometimes you have to create these affirmations again to work with your subconscious, to reprogram it, to say that I am loved and you are loved. It doesn't have to be from that specific person or persons, but you know there is so much love around you. It's always inside and outside. So you say I'm loved. You give love to yourself. That is the first primary thing. We don't realize that we can actually love ourselves. So that's number one. Then I'm strong because I am in charge. I have the power. So I am strong.
and then I am enough. That means you don't need anybody else to be doing all this for you. So that's why we created the three-liner affirmation. You can use it separately also, depending on what you need. And these affirmations can change day to day because of where your thought is, where your emotions are. So it's just kind of affirming to yourself that you are good, you are loved, you are a pure soul, you know, things like that. So if you want to do it as a practice, as an intention for the day, the good way to do it is start out loud and then go into like grades of lowering your voice gradually and a whisper inside your mind, because this helps of course to do it in a particular time, and it's 5 minutes, let's say, and 5 minutes is long. You can do it for 15 minutes. You can do it as a meditation if your mind goes all over the place, because that'll help you concentrate or focus on the line or the sentence you created. So there's all these kinds of tools you can use. Sure. So the point is not to say, oh, I can't meditate, I'm not doing anything today. Mm-hmm. You're going to use all these tools you have and from different sides to get away from that thought habit or that what we've created and in our body, in our mind, which is not feeling so good. Practice. That is hugely important. Whether it's 15 minutes, whether it's 20 minutes, whatever you want to do, you set it up in the morning, but then through the day, the alarm, this reminder, the bell, whatever you want to use, and or the app which they have on a heart math, just use that for yourself and use these tools through the day. These are all important forever, actually, if you really look at it. Because what is the goal ultimately? You're feeling good. When I say feeling good, be in a good zone, because that has a lot of, you know, consequences to it, meaning good outcomes from that. And that is, it reflects in your performance in your work. It reflects your performance or your nature and how you behave towards your family, towards your friends, and everywhere. So it creates good relationships. It affects other people in your family. If you have a husband or a wife or children, they would benefit from your change, because they absorb your good energy. They absorb your vibrations. So the kids grow up in a good environment when they're young, instead of going through a stressed environment or a negative vibration environment. And so that will improve their future. Your friends are going to benefit from this. Your work, your colleagues are going to benefit from this. Even people around you in your supermarket where you're shopping are going to benefit from this. So you're really actually helping and doing a great service for others. So the biggest thing, actually, there was a great quote I learned from one of these, gurus. His name is Matt Kahn, and it's his motto. He has like shirts on it and everything. It's basically saying that your happiness is a service to others. And that's huge if you really think about it. And that's what it means. That means me being happy, me being in coherence, me being in alignment, attuned, whatever, there's so many words you can use, is a huge service to all others. Definitely. And even your animals are going to love it when you are in good vibration, because they absorb all your energies. Mm-hmm. So that's why a lot of times when you see animals get sick, they because they absorb all your negative energies, and they don't know what else to do with it. So that's the benefit of this whole point in this, trying to change your internal state.